into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, hello, hello! How's it going tonight, guys, or today?
Hi, everybody.
Yes. Welcome to season three.
Yes.
Wow. Episode 21.
21.
Yeah, of Bring It. And this one is called Pom Pom Panic, guys. It's something to panic about, apparently. So get it, Tony. Get it, Tony.
Now, see, if I had my pom poms, they would just
be shaking and it'd be noise.
And making all that noise.
Like, shh, all that messiness. Anyway, guys, my name is Robin Ayers, and I'm sitting here with.
Hello, I'm Tony Moore.
Y'all like how he say that? Well, let me start off by saying this, Tony. You look extra fly today.
Do I really?
You do. I mean, it's like you just threw it on,
yeah,
threw it together,
you know,
but it worked out.
I did. You know, I feel very Jacques Pinet.
Okay.
J.C. Penney. J.Crew. Very Target. Very American Eagle. That's American Eagle. Yeah.
Oh, my. Very, have you practiced this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My friends and I used to give French names to the stores that we shopped at. So Gap was Ga.
Ga.
Ga. Just Ga. Ga. Not Ga. Gap, but Ga.
Ga.
Burlington Co. Factory was Burlington Co. Factory.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it sounds fancy when you say that.
No, okay, wait, break that one down.
Burlington.
Burlington.
Co.
Fashery.
Fashery. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to pick this up.
Yeah.
We are on to
something. So, like, where'd you get that from?
I don't know.
We'll say you got it at, I can't even think of a name. Charlotte Russe.
Okay.
Is that a store you shop at?
Sure.
Yeah. So, Charlotte Russe could be Charlotte Russe.
Oh, he is so good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's. How about H&M with H&M? No. Okay. Let's stop because I'm just messing it up.
It'll just be.
All right. That goes down in the book. Nonetheless, Tony, you look fantastic.
Thank you, and you do too.
Why? Thank you so very much.
As soon as you walked in, I was like, you look so beautiful.
He did say that to me.
You
thank
did.
You. Thank you,
you
very much.
Now, if your husband is watching, I don't want him.
Oh, he right. He don't. Anyway, you brought it just
you
like
brought
Bring It,
it, and brought, bring it, it brought it
on Lifetime.
So because we live in life.
Yeah, this episode was interesting for a couple of different reasons. A couple of new things going on, right?
Yes.
So I know they started out competing in Port City, and they were doing the categories of pom pom, which was the first. Is it the first time we've seen that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the first time I can remember seeing it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of cute this episode.
Well, I thought the whole competition. If we can talk about the competition as a whole, I thought it was interesting because you had to win the pom pom category before you could advance to the stand battle.
Yeah.
Now I thought it was a setup. Because I'm like, if you're not familiar with poms, but you can throw down in the stand battle, you better get your pom poms together.
That's
so
true.
You can get to the stand battle. And then from the stand battles, it goes down to like the ultimate, the top two people, and then you have the winner. So I thought just that level of competition was interesting.
It is very interesting. And what I thought was like, it just kind of threw me was when you think of this show as a whole and you think of all the other dance teams who do the same thing, like Major at Dancing.
Yeah.
It says like, no, you really do have to have all of your ducks in order. Like you have to know some sort of pom pom, like you just said. Of course they've mentioned, ballet and
jazz,
gymnastics,
just
tumbling
technique in general.
Yeah. So you kind of got to bring it all, you know, when you, but it makes me respect them a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you're not just a one pony show.
Yeah.
You know what
Speaking
I mean?
Speaking of a team that does it all, Southern Royalettes.
Yeah. They do it.
They
all.
Do it all. Now, I don't want this to sound wrong.
Okay.
But was y'all expecting the white lady?
I was not.
I wasn't but either. Guess what, but though? I live for it.
Me too.
I live for it because she was just like, she was just like, she was basically like a Diana almost.
Yeah.
But like not as like aggressive.
With the girl, right.
Like she was more like, we win, we got this, like boom, we do this, that, da da da, bring it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, go ahead.
Yeah. You
and your team.
I was proud of her. Like I was too. I was like, yes.
And she
her.
Was on the sidelines like, dad! Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
she definitely did that.
I'm with you.
And then she mentioned, though, that they actually just started doing Majorette dancing in December. And then she was like, we've been racking in, you know, award after award and trophies. I'm like, okay.
Now, when she said that, there was a part of me that was like, now, did you start this Majorette category of your dance, Senta? Because, because you could swingle in to the Bring It show.
Yeah,
you know
clearly.
What I mean?
No, clearly.
Just like I had this thought again with, is it Columbus Jaguars? Is that, is oh, that was that the other
right,
team?
Right, right. But the Jaguars, we'll call them that.
Him, the one that left the note, and then this whole thing of seeing Miss Diana walk in the hall and then being like, oh, hi. It's it, to me, it seems very staged, and to me, it seems like these other dance teachers are going after Diana in order to in order to have that 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then we talk about that all the time, right, Tony? Like, okay, I get it, produced the show, da-da-da-da. But here's where I can't knock it. Because isn't that what life is all about? Don't you set the bar somewhere and you're like, okay, I'm coming for you.
Yes,
isn't that what you gotta
do?
But
there's a way to come for somebody.
True.
Don't.
Don't come for them. Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
don't
like,
come for
like,
them.
Like there can be friendly like banter between coaches.
Yes.
Like, oh, okay, dancing dolls. But let me tell you something. We got y'all this time, so I hope y'all brought it.
Right.
No, we got, you know, but the way they come after her, it's a different feel.
And it's specifically for their 15 minutes of fame.
Yes.
Yeah. And I completely agree with that. I mean, time after time, they just need to switch it up. Like, give us some sort of different storyline or something. Because that bothers me.
Yeah, it bothers me, too. And I feel like it bothers Coach D as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know that they're coming for you.
Yeah.
And so that makes you, and you know, she ain't no punk. So
she
just kind of
like. We already know that. Like, yeah, she's ready. Miss Diana's ready. She like, what? Okay, what's that, though, Tony?
Yeah. This is like.
That's when you ain't no joke?
Yeah. That moment when somebody be like, what you say?
Yeah, exactly.
That's when you go.
That's her stand.
Oh, no, I'm just playing.
Right.
Like, that's your cue to be like, are you playing or are you being serious? Because I'm about to pounce.
Right.
So, not on you.
I mean, that was just a thing. Do you do that in real life, though?
Me?
Yeah. Well, people don't come for you, though.
Exactly. They don't.
Okay.
Y'all know better.
I'm going to do this.
Right. Y'all know better. Yeah.
Okay, don't.
Me, too.
All right. So, the pom-pom, they had also the captain solo.
Yes.
Which, okay, Michaela. Right? Michaela.
No, Cameron. Cameron had the captain solo, and Michaela led the
stand
battle.
You're absolutely right. Okay.
Well, so, I feel like Cameron was the best choice, because Cameron is that all-around girl.
She is the all-around girl, and let's not forget about the fact that she, and they did their own flashback at the game when she was,
when
they had the draw, like the judges had to see both captains go at it, and
she unleashed
the beast.
She
proved herself. My gosh, she proved herself. So I'm team Cameron for real. So I'm glad that she got that, and you're absolutely right. So Michaela was team captain.
Yes.
And then the solo went to Cameron.
Cameron,
okay.
Yes.
And, of course, the top four teams from, if you won the pom-pom thing, they moved on and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to say that DD4L walked away with the number one spot in all of the categories.
In all categories. Now, I will say they, you know, rightfully so, in the pom-pom battle, they killed it.
They
definitely
did.
From what I like about them, and what I love about an entertainer is someone who, or any performance, is when you perform before the music even starts. You know what I mean?
Does that mean, like, the moment you hit the floor, the you moment, got it?
The,
right.
You're, when you you're are hitting. Behind the curtain, when people can't even see you yet, yes. you are already in performance mode. Because yeah. you know how some people, they come out and they just fit, and then mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You got to be ready from, like, the dressing room.
Yeah. And you know what? I was actually thinking about that pertaining to acting. Mm-hmm. Right? So actors, even when the scene is, like before the director yells action mm-hmm. or whatever, and even after they say cut, they're still in a mode of, like, acting. And it takes them a couple minutes. Well, you know, because you're an actor. Look, he's going into in the character right now.
I like to call myself an actor. People in L.A. like to call me something different.
Don't be sad though, Toby. Look at your face. But you're absolutely right. Yeah. I love the way that they brought it with the pom-poms. They mm-hmm. definitely did that. And I mean, we could say that about all of them, clearly, because they won, you know.
Yeah.
And then when we saw them paired up with the Southern Royalettes, right, competing with them, there was a clear difference. There was a clear difference. And of course, the new team, they were doing all their
all the
gymnastics
tumbling and
all
gymnastics,
that stuff.
And it wasn't a lot of, you know.
Yeah. Right. And then you got the dolls who just came out there and just did what they do.
Yeah.
You know.
Although,
okay.
Let's mention.
Yeah.
The human pyramid form, they fell out of it.
They did.
But you know what? It's not about what you didn't do. Is how you do when you recover from what you didn't do.
That's exactly it.
And it almost kind of looked like she ran up real quick and then she hopped off and everyone just went boom.
That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
And I almost thought that that's the way it was supposed to go.
Yeah. No, and she fell.
Mm-hmm.
She fell. But you know what though? Instead of being like, she was just like.
She held it. You know, I remember seeing, she did what? That okay.
Yeah.
So I remember watching Beyonce in a concert, and you know, I wasn't at this particular concert, but maybe you
Which
remember.
One?
She there were several of them where she's had hiccups, like she's fallen.
Is it the one in Atlanta where she fell doing her solo part and she scooped
could
back
be,
up, or is it
be.
The one in Florida when she was wearing the
okay,
red jacket?
See what
and
I like
she,
about Tony.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure okay. out which Beyonce performance we talk about.
Okay, and I'm not even sure, so I ain't got my stuff together. But Tony, you do. So one of those, or maybe all of them.
Yeah.
You see how Beyonce, even the queen of entertainment right now, she mm-hmm. will fall. She'll get her hair caught in a fan. She will do all of these different things, and it's about how you recover and keep
halo.
Going.
Yeah. Halo, I can see your halo.
That's exactly what
halo.
She did.
Caught.
So you
Still
are
singing.
Right. You are right. That's
yeah.
exactly what you do.
It's
you keep
all about,
going.
It's all about the recovery. That's life.
Like, it was supposed to go like
yeah.
that.
It's life.
You know what I'm saying?
On Lifetime.
On Lifetime. I mean, let them know.
Yeah.
So she definitely did that. I think
yes.
they played that off really well.
Really well.
Yeah.
yeah. And I thought, I mean, their energy was so, like,
mm-hmm,
during
mm-hmm.
the whole sand battles and mm-hmm. everything. Like, it was, they were tough.
You know what I noticed, the difference between them being on the floor and them being in rehearsal? You know, you hear Miss Diana talking about all the time how she's just like, you know, y'all are not bringing it in rehearsal, but y'all need to, you know, like they're getting lax. They're getting,
yeah.
Comfortable or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that, but I'm not there because clearly we see something different on the floor.
You know what? I can say this because I think I'm this type of person.
Mm-hmm.
In a rehearsal, I will not give you full out 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
But during the performance, I will give you a full 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. The energy is different.
Huh?
The energy is different.
It is. It
yeah.
is. You know, during the performance, there's the adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're pumped, you're excited, you're ready. In rehearsals, you're like learning it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're getting it into your body. And I've kind of always been like that. I actually remember when I did a male pageant
mm-hmm.
in college. Because, you know, they have those.
Mm, didn't
and
know.
I was competing. There was a sorority that, they did this male pageant or whatever.
Mm.
And I never showed anybody my talent. Mm. I would get up there and just kind of frou-frou-frou-frou around, whatever. And people were like, oh, he ain't going to do nothing.
Mm.
I won.
You brought it.
Because during that talent, I was like, and
yes.
they didn't know I could do that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
they always say don't show them all your cards until it's time.
And let me tell you, I have a lot of cards, and I don't show them.
Mm.
I need to, though, because I need
to. I do, too, though.
I need
do,
to start
too.
Showing them.
Yeah, you need to start showing them. That's
yeah.
real. That part right there is real.
It's real. It's real.
Okay,
it's real on
so
Lifetime.
It is real on Lifetime, y'all. Okay, so Tony, they won in all of the categories.
Yes.
Go DD4L. Okay, let's talk really quick about the beautiful, fabulous renewal of the marriage vows.
And before we get to the renewal,
okay,
the bachelorette party that the moms threw for Miss
D. How do you feel about that?
You know, I think that in any type of organization like that, you create a bond.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that these ladies, no matter what their differences are or whatever, you know, there's a bond there. And I thought it was great that they did that. And the whole story behind, you know, when they first got married, like, they didn't have any money.
Yeah.
And then a few months after they got engaged, she was pregnant. Yeah. So to be able to have a little coin in your pocket to where you can go back and give yourself that dream wedding, and have people along with you that do truly care for you and wanted to show you or give you that whole bridal experience.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Should they have had it in the viewing room of the dancing dollhouse while Mimi was wearing a skirt or a dress?
That's another story,
Okay. Was it me or did I, because there was a moment where I was like, Mimi shouldn't have went out there because the way she was dressed was a little too, like, there's something going on.
Because
you not coming to the dollhouse looking like that. Like,
exactly.
You finna go somewhere.
Right.
I thought maybe Christiana's aunt should have, because she looked cute, but you know, it looks like something that.
A little bit more like, okay, you could be wearing that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
But no matter how Coach D got back there, she got back there and she looked like she had a good time. She was eating that cake.
She did.
She was eating that. She was a mom.
Is that what she did?
That's
I gotta go back
did.
And watch that.
You have
she
to
was,
watch that
she
because
was on that cake.
She was living her life, but she was eating that cake.
But you know what though? I'm not mad because I'm a cake lover. Okay,
me too.
So I mean, on cameras on or whatever, it's going down with the cake.
Yeah, but
I ain't mad at you.
It has
Coach
to be
G.
the right kind of cake though, with the right kind of icing.
The right icing, because that old really really sweet icing I don't get down with. I sort of like that whipped cream type icing.
I don't do. Mm-mm. See, no, well, you're not no real cake eater.
Well, no. Well, what is it that you do, Mr. Crisco, with your chicken eating fella? Huh?
Don't you knock my Crisco and chicken. Okay.
I like the
traditional icing, the one that tastes so sweet that you feel like you caught the sugar from it.
No, it's got that aftertaste that I don't get down with.
Oh,
well, that's why they invented the new thing, Tony.
No, okay. That's like folks inventing gluten free. Is there something wrong? I haven't researched really gluten-free, so I don't know if I should have said
it's
anything
just
about it.
No, you really shouldn't, though, because a lot of people are
they're allergic.
Gluten-free. Yeah, so you should apologize and move forward.
I'll apologize. But why everything got to be gluten-free?
I don't know, and it's not good. But they are newly introducing some nice recipes that are gluten-free, so I will give them a shout-out for that.
I don't think you can really taste the difference, but you can taste the difference between whipped icing and the traditional icing.
So we're going to move on because none of us tasted that cake that Miss Diana was eating. So we don't
You know who tasted it? She did. Mm-hmm. And I could tell it was good. It was real good. But you know what
it
else
was
is good?
Yes.
The fact that our very own Maria Menounos.
Yes.
Back during like Christmas time, she and Julianne Hough, they got into this big dance war.
Mm-hmm.
And now there is a whole show created based off of that war that they had. It's called Dance Battle America, and it premieres. That means the first episode hasn't been seen yet, and you get a chance to watch it, so you better watch it. It premieres tomorrow night, September 14th at 10 p.m. on ABC, right after Dancing with the Stars. So basically, you can get your dance life on for like the rest of your night. You can see Dancing with the Stars, then you can see Dance Battle America. So make sure you tune in, watch it, set your DVR. If you go to bed at 9:30, guess what? You set your DVR for 10, ABC, Dance Battle America. Tomorrow morning, you can see it while you're eating cereal. Boom.
Boom. Watch it. Boom. Because guess what? I'm going to be watching it, and I'm going to be dancing along with it like this.
Like go if, ahead. Like go if ahead. Twerk is the only thing you can do, watch this show so you can learn something else.
Very nice. Well, I'll be watching it, and I'm sure you will
Me
be, too.
Yes, because I'm going to try to get my 5, 6, 7, 8 Pot of Blu-ray kickball
there you
change
go.
On.
Well, like Tony just told us, I'm learning some new steps, so that's why I got to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm looking out for your husband.
Listen, don't you worry about that part, because I got that on lock.
But do not get loud with me, ma'am. Do not get loud with
okay,
me.
Okay, auntie. I do. I got that on lock. You know, I know moves. Hey.
I'm not.
Hey. I learned from the Bring It Girls. That's why I love this show, because I'm like, oh, that move? Okay.
And I might take it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to mention it.
They do. Well, I'm not going to mention it on Lifetime. I can't help it. The girls teach me things.
So the wedding renewal ceremony was very beautiful. Coach D looked amazing.
She did.
And it was just like their day, and it looked really good. Although Mimi looked different. Because her hair color was different.
Oh, it was.
So she looked, because I feel she had the same hair color as Selena.
Selena, she sure did.
Because they were sitting next to each other, and I was like, who?
But I thought originally that it was Sanjay sitting next to Selena. And I was like, oh, they have the same hair color, but it was Mimi.
It was Mimi. Yeah.
Well, I like the hair color.
The hair color was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute.
So let me tell you what I liked about what they said in their vows. I liked that Miss Diana was like, I am basically, well, she said this more to camera, but she's like, being that I'm the hurricane and the tornado, he's the calm before the storm or after the storm. And I think that's beautiful. With any relationship, you have that balance, and it clearly, you know, he's, every time we've seen him on the show, he's very much like very subtle. Quiet. He's very quiet, you know, and I dig that. I dig that they have that balance in their relationship.
Now, which one are you? The tornado or the calm?
I'm a little bit of both. And so is he. He's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, we balance each other in the right times.
The like yin and yang.
The yin and the yang and the yang and the yin. Boom. Okay.
Sometimes when you don't know what to say, you just got to give a praise hand. You just got to give a praise hand. Like,
were you in church doing that today, Tony?
Mm-mm. Sometimes you the first one to get it today.
Okay.
You
just gotta, all right. Well, praise him.
Won't he
praise
do it?
Him. He sure will, y'all. Mm. So, anyway, I really loved it. It was beautiful. I'm glad that she had that day. And I'm glad that what it really showed me was that no matter with all the drama that goes on and, you know, with the moms and the girls and Miss Diana, they have her back still. They were there to, you know, they attended her, you know, her special day and everything. And it just made me glad.
Yeah. Really, it was happy really to see. Good.
Yeah.
One thing we haven't touched on is Cameron Solo.
Talk about Cameron Solo.
Well, here's one issue that I have with the Solo. Mm-hmm. First, I like that Kayla took the time to work with her on the Solo. Yeah. Because they were spending so much time on the pom-poms that they couldn't really, you know, dive into, like, the stand battle, and definitely didn't leave a lot of time to work with Cameron. When they gave her the Unleash the Beast, and they were like, she's going to be in a cage. And, you know, you're going to be the lion. You're going to be the tiger. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that. Like, she literally got in the cage and was just like, and I wanted her to be like.
Right. Becoming. Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
You did. Especially because they, you know, Miss Diana specifically built that cage for.
For that.
Yeah.
You're going to make her spend all that money and do and you're just going to be perched now up in the.
It.
No.
I got
like,
it,
you
I
know,
get
you
it.
Kind of like, you know. Even if it was just subtle, because she ain't got nowhere to go because it was small. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even if it was just, you know.
Back and forth. That's
yeah,
it.
Just, you know, just that, because you know how, you know, when you go to the zoo and the tigers and the lions, you walk by them and you know they eyeing you. Mm-hmm. And they just be looking. You make one sudden move, you gone.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, no, I don't know because I don't get that close. This is the exhibit. I'm over here. Look good to me, but that's how she should. And then she finally came out, and then she won. But I hate when they're not fully just into the character. You know what I mean? Like really into it.
So did she come down a notch from when she performed at the game in your eyes?
Only because she didn't fully commit to the character.
And I agree with that. There is a part of me that thinks when she was at the game and she did her whole performance, the pressure was on her.
Yeah.
It was like the heightened pressure. She was like, oh, I have to bring it. You know?
Yeah.
Whereas this was like, no doubt the pressure's still on you because it's your solo. But it was, you know, no question about it. She was just, it just wasn't as intense.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
But she won. They won everything. Yeah. They swooped up everything.
She definitely still did her thing. So yeah. I'm proud of the girls. And I mean, and it goes on. So they are still working up for their, the what is it called?
The Big Summer Royale Bash, Buck the House Down, Under the Table Boots, Pageantry of Jackson, Mississippi. 2015.
Watch it be super, like, two words.
I think it is. That, yeah. But you know how I like to be extra.
I know, you do like be extra, but it's funny extra.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're still working up towards that. And actually, I don't know that I've seen them, or that I can remember them getting a whole sweep like that. All number ones.
No, I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while, definitely.
Or even if they have, it hasn't been three. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was three of them that they won.
All three.
You know, big ups to you guys for holding it down once again.
Showing up and just being like, I'll take that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, don't trip, you guys. We're still trying to get Miss Diana to call in. And I'm sure, and she wants to. We've been in communication, and she will call in again. Yeah. Things are busy. They're, you know, out here
She's
making
moving
moves.
And shaking.
She's opening up
other dollhouses.
She is.
She's doing a lot.
Yeah, she's doing a whole lot right now. So
that's what happened when you got the coin.
When you got that new coin.
Yeah, that's new money.
It's new. So
I just want some.
Yeah. So Tony, anything that you want to add? Any news? Any gossip? Anything you've heard, seen? Anything?
No, I will say though, if you guys are not following Coach D on Instagram, please do, because she gives a lot of like pictures and images and things that are coming up with the dancing dolls and with the dollhouse and videos and stuff that they do. So make sure you like her on Instagram. There's a lot on there. I'm always entertained.
Are you?
I am.
As well as the other. Dolls, right? Do you follow them all?
No.
Okay. Well, I follow a couple of them, just, you know, kind of here and there.
They're children, so I just don't feel
like it's inappropriate, kind of. Well, because I'm a girl, they're a girl. I don't. You know, for me, it's just kind of like,
for
all right,
me,
well, we can
I
do
look
it.
Like Chester.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So if you guys are not following Miss Diana, it is Mrs. MRS underscore D to the number two U, the letter U. So, guys, follow her, and again, be patient, because she will. We've already said that.
Prayed about it.
And she get the hand wave. Mm-hmm. That praise.
Won't he do
all
it?
Right, he sure will.
What, you got anything?
I do not. Not for the moment.
Okay, well, that's all we got.
You know, it was nice.
Quick
and
easy.
It was really nice talking to you, Tony.
Shout out to English. She unfortunately had a flat tire, and if you know what that's like, she is living life on somebody's roadside.
All right, you guys, where can we find you, Tony?
Y'all know you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com. Like me, follow me, comment, all that, because I be posting.
He be posting. Okay, and then you can find me at Robin Ayers on all social media platforms, and also my website, it's robinayers.com. Talk to you guys
Bye,
next
you guys.
Time.
We'll see you next Sunday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.